and welcome to a bonus episode of Blondes Living Boldly. I'm Jade.
And I'm Emily.
And today we got something special.
Oh my God, like, we've never done this before.
We're excited. We're overly excited, actually.
Yeah. It might show whilst
we might get carried away with ourselves.
We might.
Apologies if that happens. But yeah, no, today is bonus episode. All about the time of year, obviously, Halloween, bonfire night. We're quizzing each other, guys.
It's a quiz night.
It's pub quiz.
Yeah.
Overly excited.
We are very much overly excited.
So you guys can, like, if you want to, grab a pen and pencil and find out. We're going to, like, reveal the results. I'm going to fail so bad.
Same. Jade's already kind of been, like, hinted that it's difficult.
It's not difficult. I just don't know if Emily will know the answers.
So basically, the concept is Jade has found facts on Bonfire Night.
Because I fucking love it.
And I have found facts on Halloween. And then what we've done is we've made them into multiple choice questions.
To kind of help ourselves.
Kind of.
Well, guys, we started off, right? Actually, before we get started, let's do a cheers. Because we've got a glass of wine here. But anyway, we'll do a cheers and then we'll tell you more.
Okay.
Cheers. I just cheersed a candle because Emily's too far away from me.
I don't know, this setup is a bit weird today. We've
moved stuff around. It's all a bit
and
funny.
We're a bit too far away from each other and actually can't.
Yeah,
I
normally shimmy in. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. I'm like in my little corner where I work.
I don't know. But never mind.
This is where we are. Anyway, we're by the fire still. We've got a glass of red wine, which I'm hoping is going to get better as we drink it because it's not that great.
No, I mean, it was a cheap bottle, but I don't know.
Listen, I had the choice of a cheap bottle or a really expensive bottle, and I just thought, I'm talking away, I'm not going to notice anyway.
No, I'm just hoping, it is quite cold still at the moment, so I'm hoping.
Yeah, I feel like it's the cold. I'm going to blame it on the cold.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the concept is, I don't know that much about Halloween. Emily doesn't know that much about Bonfire Night.
So
we each have our favourite, really, don't we?
We do.
Like, we both love both, but yeah.
So we thought we'd quiz each other, as well as you guys, on some, like, known facts. I would say they're facts that, some of them you probably might know.
Obviously, I know we've got quite a lot of American listeners, so we thought it'd be quite fun as well. It's like a little fact session about Bonfire Night, because if you've never experienced it, it's the shit. And go to England just for that, I would.
Yeah, for the 5th of November.
Yeah, which obviously is today as you're listening to this, if you're listening to this when it first came out. If not, get it in your diary for next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we'll inspire someone to, like, do the Bonfire Night celebration, like, in their own town, like, even though they don't have one. I'd
oh
like
my God.
That. Let's just spread Bonfire
we
Night
should.
Around the world.
We
anyway.
Should. Obviously, everyone, pretty much most people celebrate Halloween on the 31st of October, for those of you who didn't know.
But it's still, like, spooky season. I'm not okay with having to take my Halloween decorations down.
I am putting it out there. I haven't. Mine are still up.
Fair. I think that's fair.
I'm kind
it's
of
still
like,
spooky season because you've got a while to go before we can get excited about the C word. So
yes. So you know what? They might stay up all month.
Maybe
who knows?
They will. It'll be the month of Halloween. Anyway.
Who knows?
So yeah. Obviously, I went back to England for Bonfire Night, so that's partly why I'm doing my one, so I can share some facts about Bonfire Night as we go through. Are we going to do it? We haven't actually planned this. I'm sorry. We've got our questions. Obviously, we've got our questions, and I've just realised.
And we've got the answers. But
we've got the answers, but
how are we going to do this?
We haven't done the formula, have we?
No. Who's going to go first? Are we going to do them all?
I think we go back and forth. I think we go back and forth.
Okay.
And then I'll write down as we go, like, what you've said. It's short, guys. It's a short quiz. There's 12 questions. It's not long.
Yeah. We've got some bonus facts if we have time to chuck in. We will. If not, then don't worry.
I think we'll do we'll manage it. So we'll do, I ask you a question, you ask me a question, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, we'll do the results out of six.
I know. So exciting.
I don't actually know that much about Halloween, whereas Emily, we'd planned this wrong.
And I researched both.
And then we researched both. And I was like, wait a second, because I've just realised we're both going to come up with the same facts. Because when I was looking at Emily's screen, I was like, there's definitely some facts on there that I've looked through. So, yeah. Like, we're both going to come up. So Emily's kind of probably going to win because she's probably seen things that I haven't seen. I didn't get around to searching for Halloween.
I did search Bonfire Night. So I'm kind of hoping that
Once I get zero,
photo.
I might get zero. Oh, well.
You won't. Trust me.
We'll find
There's definitely some
Listen,
here that
I will
you
be a gracious
know.
Loser. It's fine. I've got an excuse lined up, so it's all fine.
I love that already. So I feel like, should we start with Halloween because it's already been and gone?
Yeah, But I'll ask you one, you ask me one. Yeah. Well, yeah, but we'll start off with Halloween.
We'll start
you
off go with first. One of
you
mine.
Ask me. Okay.
So.
I'm nervous.
Question number one. I feel like I need a drum roll. Jade and listeners, how long has Halloween been around for? Okay.
Quite
answer
a long time.
Answer A, okay. 6,000 years. Answer B, 5,000. C, 4,000.
Okay. I'm trying to think like... This is obviously, like this rough, is like BC as well, yeah. So that's quite a long time, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're talking rough, BC here.
It is a rough estimate, because obviously I don't think people are specific, but yeah, a guesstimate.
Okay, I'm going to go 5,000 because I know you like even numbers, like, and okay. I feel like you would have added even numbers more so than you would have added an odd number.
Okay. I like your way of thinking here. It's logic, very logical here.
Because I have no fucking clue. So that's why I'm going to go with, what do I know about Emily?
Okay. See how you've done that.
Okay.
Right. Your question for me.
Okay. So listen, we all know, well, we don't all know, most of us know the famous poem, Remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder, yes. Treason and Plot.
Yeah.
That's really much as far as most of us know it.
That's basically as far as I know it. So,
what is the last line of that poem?
Oh my God.
Is it, by God's providence, he was catched with dark lantern and burning match? That's A.
Oh God, okay.
Is it, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot? Do they repeat that line?
Oh, okay.
Or is it, holla boys, let the bells ring, holla boys, God save the king?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with C because of the whole God save the king.
Okay, going with C.
Okay, yeah. I don't feel like they would repeat it, but you never know. Yeah, I'm going to go with God save the king because obviously that's why we... Remember the 5th of November.
We like a God save King, yeah. Queen, whatever, don't we?
So I'm going to go for that one. That's my my answer is C. Okay. I think you will get this one, Jade. Don't worry.
You said I didn't get the other one. Fuck.
No, I'm just saying that this one, maybe I won't.
Now there's too much pressure. I can't deal.
Where did Halloween first originate? A, England. B, Ireland. C, America.
B. Ireland.
Okay. Well, quick off the mark there. I like it. Cool. Right.
Who was the first person to celebrate Bonfire Night with fireworks?
Okay.
Thomas Percy.
Right.
King James I.
Yeah.
King Henry VIII.
Oh. Okay, so I feel like... I read something about King Henry VIII having fireworks, but I feel like it was at a wedding, not at bonfire night. Oh, and then it could be James I because he was the king that tried to...
They
tried to kaboom, yeah, like blow up. Would he necessarily celebrate with... Oh. I'm going to go B. I'm going to go for, yeah... King James.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. Now I'm questioning whether or not
it
was.
Now, too late.
Yeah. It probably was King Henry VIII. Never mind. Okay. Question number three. Halloween.
We're cruising through these, guys.
I know. When trick or treating, what did you originally need to do to get a treat? A, sing. B, tell a joke. C, dance.
Well, it was trick or treat, wasn't it? So I'm going to say tell a joke.
Okay.
Because that's a trick, isn't it? Some kind of trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to dance for your candy. Until what year was it illegal not to celebrate Guy Fawkes Night? It was true. It was.
Oh, I know.
Illegal.
I do remember this. It was illegal, yeah. Oh.
A, 1859. B, 1957. C, 1759.
Oh, God. Give me the answers again.
So, A.
Yeah.
1859.
Okay.
B, 1957. C, 1759. They're different centuries.
I know. I am going to go... I'm going to go for B because I feel like that is so, like, why, like, it's almost like a crazy answer, I think. Because that's like, that's crazy, right? Like, to have it in 90, yeah, up until like the 1960s, basically, it was illegal. Yeah, I feel like that's
almost also quite a cool fact, though, the fact that it was illegal not to celebrate the fact that we killed a bunch of people for trying to kill the king.
You've got to celebrate, guys.
I love it. I love it. So this one, do you know what? I'm going to do this one last because it's a hard one because it's not actually, I have got one that isn't a multiple choice. So we'll do that one last.
Okay.
Okay. So the next one.
I don't understand why it's not a multiple choice, just add a random answer in. Was it too hard? I don't know what the question is. Yeah. So I don't know.
I'll try and wait.
We're going to have a little mini pause, I think, because we're speeding through the questions.
I know. Let's do
a random fact.
A random fact. Oh, I like it. Okay. So my random fact: trick or treating started with a medieval practice called souling.
I do this every fucking time. I get caught around their lights. Sorry. What did you? I missed what you said. Sorry.
So, bonus fact regarding Halloween: trick or treating started with a medieval practice called souling. In the Middle Ages, on November the 1st, the poor would go door to door offering to pray for dead souls in exchange for cakes.
That's super weird.
Yeah. So that's actually where trick-or-treating started.
Would you like me to pray for you? What? Why wouldn't... Were they too rich to pray for their own dead people?
I don't know.
I didn't have the time.
Clearly didn't have the... If you were rich, you didn't have the time.
So like you got the poor to do it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh dear.
So okay, there you go.
That's a level of rich, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You get the poor to pray for your dead. But
you give them cake for it.
So, little known fact. There you go.
Okay. So I'm just double checking that this doesn't give away any facts. No, it does not. Okay, cool. So King James actually admired Guy Fawkes' determination.
Yeah.
Actually liked him. When Fawkes was interrogated about storing 36 barrels of gunpowder under the seat of government, he declared it was to blow you Scotch beggars back to your native mountains.
Oh!
Said that to the king. Said it to the king. No wonder he killed him.
Wow.
I want you dead.
Wow.
But he admired it. I mean, fair play. He's a bold man.
He believed in what he believed in. He clearly did, Jade. He clearly did.
You're typing. What are you typing?
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to make my question that isn't a multiple choice.
Oh, you're trying to add a random one.
I'm trying to add a random thing in here. Anyway, I will go back to my question.
Well, this was the thing, right? So when I did the poem one, I already had it in my head that I was going to ask you that question.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but I can't come up with a poem on my own. Well, I started to, and I was like, this is shit, she'll know. So no. I just used different lines from the poem.
Yeah, fair. I like it. Okay, so the term witch derives from an old English term meaning A, crazy woman, B, clever woman, C, wise woman.
I don't think that they would have made up that term, but I know that obviously a lot of witches were medicine women, were women that were wise in general. So I'm going to go wise women.
Okay.
Because in their communities they were.
That is very true, yeah.
But I mean, not that I think witch was initially made as a compliment. I think they probably turned it into a bad thing because they're not beds, aren't they?
Yeah, it wasn't a good...
I'm assuming that it was a good word that they decided to turn into a bad word because they dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know who I mean when I say they.
They, yes, definitely.
Okay. Guy Fawkes was caught red-handed, but what was his excuse that nearly got him off?
Oh, God.
So when he was caught, he obviously had got to have an excuse.
He's got to have an excuse, fair, yeah.
Was it he got lost?
I mean, but yeah, I would use that.
I mean, he was in a random basement, you know.
Yeah.
Was it he was storing firewood?
Okay.
Was it he was a servant and sent there to collect something for the king?
Ooh. I'm going to go for the servant, I think.
Going servant. What do we think, guys? Sorry, I'm only asking Emily. I've been excluding you. I do apologise. If people don't know the story of Bonfire, go back to our previous episodes about the Halloween.
Yeah.
Or you can Google it whilst you're listening, but you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can. There's a quiz so much... where you are allowed to use Google.
Well, because I can't control that, so.
If you want to cheat and you know that you've cheated, that is fine. You will have to live with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got to live with the fact that you have Googled and you don't know it. So.
How many questions have we done? No? Okay, cool. Don't worry. I was on the next page, that's why. I was like, wait a second, have I not done enough questions? No, I have.
Right, I've got, yeah. Okay, so. Next question. This is a funny one. How much did the largest pumpkin ever recorded weigh?
What a great question. I don't.
Okay. And there is a bonus question within this, okay? So, A, 1,206 kilograms. B, 1,226 kilograms. Or C, 1,026 kilograms.
So, without the two...
So, yeah.
Read them again, sorry, I'm confused.
A, 1,206.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. B, 1,226. Mm-hmm. Or C, 1,026.
I'm going to go B. Not sure why. Just go and B. And don't have a reason. Just pick a number.
Would you like to hazard a guess at what country that came from?
Oh, who has big pumpkins? Who grows pumpkins?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like pumpkin weighing and stuff is America. I don't know that we... Do we do that still? I don't know.
It's global.
It is global.
Yeah.
Who would have really big pumpkins? I don't know.
I think you'll be surprised by the answer. So if you get it right, you'll be, you know.
Why would I be surprised? Is it a really weird country?
Not a weird country. It's just a country that, as a hint, doesn't necessarily, like, you wouldn't associate with Halloween.
Germany. Don't know.
Okay.
No idea.
There we go. Okay. Your question to me.
So, don't know if you know this. Maybe you do. Quite a lot of us do. Guy Fawkes, not actually main man, just man on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I do know that. Okay. But you're now going to ask me who was the main man. And
who was your main man that thought of this, right? So, who was he? So, 1 second. Where's it gone? I've opened the wrong thing. So, was he A, John Wright?
Okay.
B, Robert Catesby? Or C, Francis Tresham?
Oh, God. Say them again.
So, John Wright.
Yeah.
Robert Catesby, Francis Tresham.
I feel like Robert Catesby came up, but I don't know if it's like the only name I kind of recognise.
A hint, they're all involved, so.
Yeah, but as in like... That's the one that I kind of remember the most. Yeah. So, yeah.
She's going Robbie.
I'm going, yeah, little Robbie.
Can't trust a Robbie.
No. Okay. This one you should definitely get. Okay. So, there is a term for the fear of Halloween. What is it known as?
Oh, fuck. What? What, people that are scared of Halloween?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just silliness, isn't it?
I know,
sorry.
I know.
Sorry if anyone is, but...
I know. So we've got A, cynophobia. I'm hoping I say these right. B, acrophobia. And A, suinophobia.
Wait, well, you went A, suinophobia.
Oh, sorry. C, sorry, I don't know. Sorry.
Sorry, I was more interested in the letters. I do apologise. Can you repeat them?
Okay, sorry. I don't know why I've done that. A, cynophobia or kynophobia, one of the two. I don't know how you... It begins with a C.
Okay, okay.
So I'm going to go cynophobia. Mm-hmm. B, acrophobia. Or C, suinophobia.
I don't know. C.
Okay. Suwinner, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Not sure why.
No.
They all said it sounded like the hardest to say. It would be funny.
I know. Okay. They are all my questions.
Lovely. Okay. You ready for your last one?
Yeah. Oh, God.
How did Guy Fawkes actually die?
Oh,
Was he burnt at the stake?
Okay.
Was he hung, drawn, and quartered?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he commit suicide before punishment?
Now.
Or while being tortured, let's say, because he was tortured.
Yeah. Now, I feel like I definitely read something about this. Now, he was obviously planned to be hung. So, I'm going to say he committed suicide.
Okay.
Because I feel like I remember reading something and I was like, no way. Because I assumed he was hung. That's why. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
There we go.
Ooh.
Should we do our facts?
I think yeah, let's do another bonus fact.
Do another bonus fact, then we'll reveal.
And then we'll reveal the answers.
Okay. And then and then we'll do a last fact.
Yeah.
Because one of the facts will give away the answer, so I can't.
Okay. So this is, I loved, when I found this out, I was, it's hilarious.
Am I going to enjoy it?
You are going to enjoy this one. So, did you know that bobbing for apples started as a British courting ritual?
Oh my God, yes! British, we weird.
Oh, I love it. Right. So apparently, bobbing for apples is obviously, very popular Halloween party game, if you didn't know. But it turns out the activity started as an 18th century British courting ritual. So according to the rules, each apple...
Of course, because there was rules, yeah.
Yeah, each apple was assigned to a potential suitor, okay? So the woman is the one bobbing for the apples.
And didn't she work, would attempt... wear makeup this day. Does she have waterproof mascara?
So the woman would attempt to bite into the apple associated with the preferred suitor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If she bit it on the first try, they were apparently destined for true love. If it took her two tries, their love would fizzle out. And if it took her three, their relationship was doomed.
Listen, so you've got to have a certain type of mouth to like really get around.
I know.
An apple.
Yeah.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I know.
You're going to get three attempts.
Three attempts.
I'm saying it's a bit harsh. This is, probably during a time when they used to drown women, so hey.
The fact that she's only sticking her head in and
she's fine.
Biting an apple.
Fine. She's got it good.
Yeah. But I literally, as soon as I read that,
that's
I was
amazing.
Like,
what a great fact. But you couldn't think how to make it into a question, so we turned it into a fact.
Yeah, I kept it as a fact.
Great fact. You told me a fact earlier, obviously, that the Houses of Parliament are still checked.
Yes.
So I didn't include that one.
Oh, no, but you can tell everyone
else.
But
I'll tell it. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to tell you anyway.
I feel like it's a good...
So every year during November, they check regularly the Houses of Parliament because someone could be a copycat. Obviously, we still celebrate it. V for Vendetta was pretty famous about the subway.
Yeah.
Not to give away the ending, but
if you haven't seen it, sorry.
And I'm going to add in my fact. Not fact. My memory.
Your memory.
I obviously went back for, Halloween around Bonfire Night because the village that I grew up in grew up in when I was like five to like 10. Celebrates Bonfire Night the Saturday before.
Yeah.
This year, Bonfire Night's on a Saturday. So it's the Saturday before. So I went back for that. It was amazing. Really, really good. And as you do in a village, everyone's pretty friendly. You know, when you sit around waiting for it to start, people get involved. And this guy turns to me, basically. He had let my niece and nephew in front of him. And he was like, oh, wish someone would do this to Parliament now. We need someone with the balls to do this now, don't we? Get away with it.
I think this is funny. True. Yeah.
But that is why they check the Houses of Parliament now. So it's a little bit harder to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I did read, in a different day. Maybe they don't check it then.
No. I did read they do check it, but it's more like just as a tradition.
Okay.
Rather than
actual,
but they kind of do it. So like, I think
it's a traditional thing.
It's a traditional thing and they go in traditional dress and... Yeah. They have like lanterns and stuff, but to be fair, it is probably still quite a good thing to do in a
sense.
That's
quite cool though. That'd be fun.
I know.
We say like traditional, aren't we? Well, let's just keep repeating this because this was a good time.
Not?
Like we caught one guy, so let's just repeat exactly the same wear the same clothes and we'll be good.
I know.
So the other fact that I had, which I enjoy. So even during the time when it was illegal for you not to celebrate Bonfire Night, there is a place in York, which is St. Peter's School, which is where Guy Fawkes went, where they are exempt from the rule and always were, and they refuse to celebrate.
They refuse to celebrate it.
They refuse to burn an effigy.
What, out of respect because he's a former pupil or something.
So, well, because everyone liked burning the effigy at Prickhorn pretty quickly, and they were, well, okay, this is awful. I didn't know this. I didn't read this part. Okay. So the idea of burning an effigy was obviously to do with Guy Fawkes, and you dress him up, and they still do it where I'm from. Yep. A lot of them still do it. They don't put anything inside other than stuffing and straw and things like that, I think. Some of them like blow, like my town, they haven't, like a, they build.
Almost like a firework.
It looks like Guy Fawkes, and then out of his hat blow all the fireworks. Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this, back in the day, we're talking 1600s, right?
So a long time ago.
Twisted minded. They used to put live cats inside it to give the idea that it was screaming.
Oh my God. That is awful.
I know, it's absolutely horrendous. I do apologise if anyone likes cats. I really do apologise. I mean,
we're not cat people, but
obviously today it's a really like, it's a widespread tradition that people don't put cats in.
No,
we don't put cats in, guys.
No.
we just build him up and pop some straw in him and burn him.
Oh, it's a bit like a scarecrow.
I mean, even like, so in the village they do this, they do the whole poem and they do the whole history and they get up as Catholics and the Pope, someone dresses the Pope, goes up.
Okay.
And then they throw bangers at them as they do the speech and then everyone cheers when the, because obviously it was the time to get the Protestants. Yeah, yeah. It's not like an Aggie thing. It's just people dressed up like it's theatre.
Because that's why they wanted to dethrone James, is they wanted the Catholic queen to...
His daughter.
Yeah, the Catholic queen to take over.
Any ideas how old she was?
Oh, it's probably like 12.
She was nine.
Oh, there you go.
9 years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so they throw bangers at them and then if they hit them, they cheer. And then at the end, they're like, they ask what you want to do with the guy and you're like, burn him, which is pretty sick. Okay. But it's a tradition. We learn, you know, we don't burn people.
We don't actually, there's no, it's not human or anything like that. It's like a scarecrow. It's basically a scarecrow that they dress up as Guy Fawkes.
But anyway, at this school, St. Peter's School in York.
Okay.
They honour him, so all ex-pupils are forbidden to, like, all of the pupils are forbidden to celebrate it. It's a thing at the school, obviously. Okay. In private, they don't. If they go to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you going to stop?
In honour of the ex-pupil, they do not celebrate it, and they never have. So there you go.
I mean, that's quite nice.
It's nice, yeah.
You know.
But I thought it was a cute fact. It was like, nice, apart from the kittens, sorry.
Yeah, we didn't
cats,
didn't
cats, not kittens. Cats.
Cats.
Hopefully, still, really old cats that had a lovely life.
Yeah. Maybe on their last legs. They've got that half a life left instead.
Oh, dear. Anyway, okay. So, Emily, tell me the answers to your question.
Okay, do you want to know how many you got right first, or do you just want me to go through?
Okay, I'll tell you how many you got right. You tell me how many I got right.
So, you got 4 out of 6 right. How many did I? I don't feel like I got as high as that. There's you saying you don't know anything about Halloween.
I just guessed. I always was good at multiple choice. That's how I got like a B in science. It was a multiple choice. It was great.
What did I get?
A.
Zero.
You got 2.
Oh, okay.
One of them was a bit of a trick. So, but yeah, you got 2.
Clearly didn't.
So which ones did you get right? Emily got right the fact that it does end, holla boys, let the bells ring. Holla boys, God save the king. It's actually a bit of a shit poem, the rest of it. So I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
But, you know, nice, holla boys.
Yeah, like it.
I don't know why we're hollering. Anyway, yes, you got that one right.
Okay.
And then you also got right, it was Robert Catesby. He was the mastermind of the gunpowder plot.
Like it.
So that's why you recognise it, because we do talk about him quite a lot. He didn't get the same treatment as Guy Fawkes.
No. I mean, they obviously all died, but...
They were all killed.
They were all killed, but yeah.
How many of them were there?
12 or 13?
13.
13, including Guy Fawkes, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. No, I do remember that one.
Right. Lovely.
Okay. So, Jade. Wait a minute. Wait there. Let me just double check. I have got this one.
So, you were nearly right on quite a few of them.
2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay. So, you got right. Where did Halloween first originate? Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a little known fact for the Americans out there. Because it didn't originate with you.
Sorry.
And it only arrived in 1663 by Irish immigrants who were fleeing the potato famine.
So another thing to thank them for. You've got some Paddy's Day.
So, it originated in Ireland. Mm. And obviously Halloween is a kind of pagan, druid kind of holiday.
Well, I knew the jack-o'-lanterns was Irish, so that's where
I was
going.
Well, that's why I didn't put that in.
So that's why I guessed Ireland, because I was like, jack-o'-lanterns, Irish.
So a jack-o'-lantern, guys, is basically a carved pumpkin, but it originated in Ireland as a turnip. So there you go.
Loved a turnip. Anyway.
You then got the fear of Halloween is suwinophobia.
I didn't think it was the ACRA one because I've heard that before.
Do you know what cynophobia is though, no. Jade? Fear of dogs.
What?
Yeah. What? Thought I'd put that one in there.
I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, yeah. So you got that one right. Then you've got, the witch, yes, wise woman, well done. And the word is actually from, it's, I would say, wit. But with two C's.
Right, okay, yeah.
And
like
that,
a Wiccan.
Yeah.
Like a Wiccan witch.
So that is what a witch used to be called. And you then also got the how big is the largest pumpkin?
Yeah, woo!
1,226 kilograms.
That was just a guessing of a B, okay. But that's how I passed my science exam.
But
so.
Germany was the wrong answer on that.
And
your little bonus question.
Where is
actually,
it?
Italy.
I should have thought that.
I know.
Anyway.
I know.
Weird Italians.
So,
isn't
there,
it? Well,
there you go.
Listen, I've only seen tiny little pumpkins here, so I'm surprised. Anyway.
But, however, if you wanted to know what the answers to the wrong...
Yes, I do. But I'll tell you your answers.
You tell me my wrong answer. Yeah, what they were correct.
So you were really
were.
Close, because it was, in fact, King Henry VIII that was the first. He loved a firework.
I know. I did remember reading
that. He did
that.
Fireworks for everything, yeah. So it was King Henry VIII.
Okay, so I would have been right had I just stuck with my gut, but I didn't.
So this is where there's some misinformation online for the year where it became illegal, because a lot of them do put 1959. It was in fact 1859 that it became legal to not celebrate. 1859, which is still pretty recent considering it happened in the 1600s.
Yeah.
It was during a period of time, and I checked on Parliament website.
When
it happened,
well
so
done.
That's what
they
said.
Done.
Wasn't that on Parliament?
Yeah, you wanted to make sure you got your facts right.
So don't come for me.
Go for the Parliament website.
Go for the Parliament website.
Okay.
So... which is also where I found out the other names for people, because I knew Robert Catesby, but...
yeah, well done.
And this is where I kind of tricked you with the last two.
Okay.
Okay, so Guy Fawkes did pretend to be a servant.
Okay.
I think it was like John Johnson or something ridiculous, like a weird, like a double name where it sounded really fake. However, he said he was storing firewood.
Okay.
That was his excuse, and they did believe him.
Oh.
To start
okay.
with.
Wow.
And then they looked around and were like, there's some gunpowder around here, isn't there? Just a little, just a bit.
It's like
36 barrels.
36 barrels. I remembered that.
See, I knew
asked.
That you would have seen that, though, because it's actually part of the poem as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. But he did pretend to be a servant, but he was storing...
Okay.
Said he was storing firewood. That was his excuse.
Okay. Fair.
So,
good
yes.
excuse.
Okay. How did Guy Fawkes actually die?
I thought he committed suicide. I thought he jumped over a bridge.
He didn't commit suicide. So he was tortured to the point of not really being able to walk.
I thought he jumped over a bridge.
No. So
no,
basically there's different reports. Mm. So that he was carried to he was hung, drawn and quartered. He was hung and quartered. Technically, but they call it hung, drawn and quartered.
Okay.
Because they did quarter him and send his body parts off to different parts of the country for people to see. Lovely. As you do. Sunday outing. Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Should we go see Guy Fawkes' left leg? What a day.
Why were we so disgusting back then?
We didn't have Netflix.
That is true. We did not have Netflix. We like to go and watch people's heads put on spikes or bodies hung somewhere.
Listen, people still watching Jeffrey Dahmer things and this, that and the other. We're just as sick as we always were.
Yeah, it's just that we just don't do it with human bodies.
Yeah, it's not real. But yeah, so he was tortured for 3 days to the point where he couldn't walk. And this is where the variation... So basically... He was obviously meant to be hung, and then the drawn thing is what happens whilst they're still kind of alive.
Yeah.
But he threw himself forward, or he fell forward. No one's quite sure because the accounts vary. Was he so weak that he fell, or did he jump so that his neck broke and he died instantly?
Right. Yeah, that's what I must have read, that next bit, not the first bit.
Yeah, so basically he was hung in front of a crowd of many, many people.
Okay. But then he fell off, and then he...
Well, because of the way he jumped or fell.
Whichever way counts,
whichever one you want to think. Because obviously the jumped thing is like he was a hero. Yeah,
and he didn't want to.
Or he was just really weak because they tortured the fuck out of him. One of the two.
I mean, either one is plausible.
Yeah, either one's plausible. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you.
No, we don't have any eyewitness accounts, I'm afraid.
It was in the 1600s. 1606? So quite a long time ago. But he didn't commit suicide technically because they were meant to hang him and it was public and they still managed to quarter him.
Okay.
So there you go.
I like it.
It's really dark, right? It's really dark kind of history that England has in general, yeah. But the Bonfire Night history is really dark. But really enjoy it. Kind of, that's why it kind of fits with Halloween and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
spooky season.
It's almost like they would have celebrated Halloween back in those days anyway.
Well, exactly, yeah.
So it's like they celebrated that and then they thought, oh, well, whilst we're doing weird shit, we'll just have
bonfires in their back gardens and stuff. And then obviously it became a village thing or a town thing. Obviously, where I'm from, every village has their own one. So it's...
I did read something about a bonfire. Like, it's called a bonfire because it actually originates from the word bone fire or something. So that's...
Oh, because when they used to burn...
Apparently, when they used to burn bones.
But it is weird because we burn effigies, but it wasn't actually burnt at the stake.
No.
So it's all a bit weird, really.
It is a bit weird. But it's great fun.
I think it's because at the time, he obviously didn't suffer enough.
No.
Because he died quite quickly. The 3 days of torture, nothing, mate.
No.
Not good enough. No. We wanted to hang you, draw you, cut you when you were still a bit alive.
You still had to feel that pain.
What's the drawn part? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. Hung. No, I don't know.
What?
Is drawn the whole... drawn is where they cut open the intestines or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Let me double check.
Quartered is obviously they take your head off, limbs off, and then
well, they were hanged by the neck and their body was cut into pieces. That part they obviously did do. But I feel like you're meant to still be alive for the drawn part.
Yeah, when it's like they do an incision, basically, across your... And your guts fall out. Am I right or am I not right?
Listen, they don't seem to be focusing on the drawn part when I'm Googling it, guys. But I do need to know now.
I know. I feel like our listeners want to know, unless they already know.
Maybe we're just really stupid. I know that part. I know the cut into pieces part. Sorry.
It's fine.
For execution. I have to be very specific here.
Yes. Back in the day, execution.
Execution. What did they do?
Yeah.
Oh, it was when they were dragged by a horse.
Okay. Hung, drawn.
So they were meant to be alive for that part. And then normally, I think by the time they've been hung by the neck until they pass out, dragged behind a horse around the town.
You're going to be...
I'm assuming they probably did that part too.
Yeah.
You know, even though he was dead.
Probably. Before they cut him up.
I think they were just, you know, the crowds were there. They were ready for a good hanging.
Yeah. Because we love to hang in.
And he jumped and broke his neck, so he died instantly. And they were like, This is
boring.
Yeah.
Great.
He's not even alive. He's not even screaming. His legs aren't even a waggling.
Oh, God.
Sick people.
We were sick people.
On that note.
So the two that Jade got the answers wrong to were, how long has Halloween been around for? Actually 6,000 years, Jade, not 5.
Do apologise. Sorry, guys.
And when trick-or-treating, what did you originally have to do?
You have to dance. Well, I guess dance for your dinner, isn't it?
So there was no such thing as a trick.
Okay.
That was the thing. So it was called...
What type of dance?
I don't know. They just had to dance for candy.
Fair. Okay, yeah, dance for your dinner. I get it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was everything. And then I've got one little fact, which I'm pretty sure most people should know, is that a pumpkin is a fruit and not a vegetable.
Is it now?
Yeah.
But we use it, I call it a root vegetable, but it's not, it's fruit. I'm very wrong.
But they class it as a squash.
Yeah.
But it is technically a fruit.
Are squashes in general fruit?
Must be, because they all come from flowers. That's how it is deemed
a
fruit, is because it comes from a flowering.
Because I think of squash as as a root vegetable, don't you? It's like a potato because it grows on the ground.
Yeah,
right?
A turnip and what have you, but no.
Yeah, because muddy fields and...
Yeah, but it's actually classed as a fruit. So there you go. Last minute fact.
There we go, guys. Have we all learned something today?
I feel like we have.
I've really enjoyed it.
We've given you a history lesson on Halloween and
Bonfire Night. I loved it. I love a history lesson.
Yeah, why not?
Bonfire Night is the best. Anyway. it's think super sick, but it's really good. Fun. Go, like, Google it and you'll see that it's fun.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't fun for Guy. He had a bit of a bad time with it.
He did. And then, you know,
he was the last one to join the plot, guys. He was just...
Well, they basically hired him to be the... he was a gunpowder man because he, like, the explosives expert.
Yeah.
Because of his time in the army. There you go. Yeah,
but this is where there's debate as well of would it actually have worked? Because the amount of gunpowder that was there...
Was too much.
Was an insane amount. It would have blown up everything.
It literally would have flattened London.
But experts think that actually it was rotten, so it wouldn't have ever ignited. So there you go. Another little fact.
Okay.
Some experts, not all experts. Oh, dear. Do apologise. It's time to go.
It's time to go. On that note,
thank you guys so much for joining us for this really random one. We're not going to edit it. We're just going to be as we are because we're recording it the night before. So I think this is normally we have a few days to kind of put shit together and like cut out the parts where we forget what we're saying or forget our names.
But on this occasion, we have left it to the very last minute.
And I didn't forget my name and I won. Woo!
And you had an excuse prepared and everything.
I know. But to be fair, two of them were kind of tricky. So
you kind of tricked me.
Not really. He was hung, drawn and quartered. He just was dead for most of it.
Yeah. Fair. Okay. Yep. There you go. I am the loser, guys.
Would you like to think of an excuse? Or are you good?
No, I'm fine. I don't care. Don't care. I just didn't know that.
It doesn't matter if you lose, as long as you do it boldly.
Yeah, I did it boldly. I went with the answers that my gut told me.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, what can you do?
Nothing more than your best.
Anyway. I know. I did my best. There you go. I didn't know the answers, so I guessed.
Anyway, happy bonfire night, I guess. Happy Twisted Weird bonfire night. Thank
happy
you
Happy 5th
so
of November. And,
thanks for listening. You know, we're just,
We hope you've enjoyed and we hope you...
Let us know if you do enjoy it as well, if this was a good one for you, because maybe we'll quiz each other on random shit.
Okay. Again. Yeah. Maybe we can do a Christmas one.
Ooh. Okay.
I've said the C word, I'm sorry. But maybe we could do a quiz on that.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Yeah.
We could add in some Italian random weird ones.
Yes.
Befana.
Definitely.
But let us know.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to our email.
Yes, and everything.
Do all the things, basically.
Do all the things, guys. And keep living boldly.
Keep living boldly. Ciao for now.